is partly an attempt to defray the ludicrous cost of manufacturing the damn thing, but is also, more significantly, a very solid datum point. The full data set represents the size of the audience the publisher can deliver to its advertisers. Now, I regard magazine advertising as a big problem. I really hate it. It overwhelms the copy text, which is usually reduced to a dull, grey little stream, trickling its way through enormous, glaring, billboard-like pages, all of which are clamouring to draw your attention to stuff you don't want. And the first thing you have to do when you buy a new magazine is shake it over a bin in order to shed all the coupons, sachets, packets, CDs, and free Labrador puppies, which make them as fat and unwieldy as a grandmother's scrapbook. And then, when you are interested in buying something, you can't find any information about it, because it was in last month's issue, which you've now thrown away. I bought a new camera last month, and bought loads of camera magazines just to find ads and reviews for the models I was interested in. So I resent about 99% of the advertising I see, but occasionally I want it enough to actually buy the stuff. There's a major mismatch. Something is ripe to fall out of the model. If you browse around an online magazine, Hot Wired, for instance, springs unbidden to mind, you will find a few discreet little sponsor icons here and there, which you choose to click on. You only get to see the proper ad if you're actually interested in it, and that ad will then lead you directly towards solid, helpful information about the product. It is, of course, much more valuable for advertisers to reach one interested potential customer than it is to irritate the hell out of 99 others. Furthermore, the advertiser gets astonishingly precise feedback. They will know exactly how many people have chosen to look at their ad and for how long, with the result that an unwelcome ad for something no one's interested in will quickly wither away, whereas one which catches people's attention will thrive. The advertisers pay the magazine for the opportunity to put links to their ads on popular pages of the magazine, and, well, you see the way it works. It is, I am told by people with seriously raised eyebrows, astonishingly effective. The thing which drops out of the problem is the notion that advertising need be irritating and intrusive. That's one model of how online magazines work, and it is, of course, absolutely free to readers. There's another, which will probably arrive as soon as it becomes possible to move virtual cash around the internet, and that will involve readers being billed tiny amounts of money for the opportunity to read popular web pages. Much less than you would, for instance, regularly spend on your normal newspapers and magazines, because you wouldn't have to be paying for all the trees that have to be pulped, the vans that have to be fueled, and the marketing people whose job it is to tell you how brilliant they are. The reader's money goes straight to the writer, with a proportion to the publisher of the website, and all the wood can stay in the forests, the oil can stay in the ground, and all the marketing